long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. When we last saw our heroes on the planet of Spintar, they had just defeated a pack of ice wolves on their way up to the abandoned Jedi Temple. Our heroes were traveling to try and rescue the researcher, Hethan Romond. Hethan had been researching the Jedi Temple and the holocrons that were stored there, but he had been attacked by the evil dark side associate known as Malphax. Malphax wanted to harness the Jedi powers for himself to increase his wealth and to help him and his band of mercenaries to become great mercenaries across the galaxy. While Hethan Romond was being captured, he managed to send a distress signal, which was received by the character known as Kaveri. Kaveri was friends with Hethan Romond, and she immediately started to mount a rescue effort. She called up her friend Serenda, who was a Jedi apprentice at the time of the fall of the Jedi, and they boarded Kaveri's ship to the planet Spintar. Little did Kaveri know that on her ship was a stowaway named Dao. Dao, who's dabbled in the Force, is a Force-sensitive being from a very quiet and contemplative planet, but he wanted to see more in the universe. So, where are our heroes now? They're just outside the abandoned Jedi Temple. They defeated ice wolves. They defeated some of Malphax's mercenaries. They defeated hunters who thought of them as prey. They've each learned a little bit about themselves and about how to use the Force. Now we join our heroes. The Jedi Temple is a large building carved right into the rock of the mountain that it sits on top of. There's a giant wall, larger than and higher than a man can see over. But behind that wall is an open plaza with obelisks leading down a central pathway to a giant dais that where the Jedi would train and hear lessons from the masters. Inside the antechamber, inside the first room, they hear a scream. Our heroes are standing just outside the wall, and they hear a scream, a stifled scream, of what they think is their friend, Hethan Romond. And now we hear from our heroes. What do you guys want to do?
I think we should go see what's going on. What about you guys?
Yeah, we should go see what's going on.
Should we try to go?
I feel like we should sneak in.
Quietly.
Like, if we sneak in, then no one will know that we're there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try to go in quietly.
Let's sneak in.
We're going to sneak in.
Okay.
Wait, so how are we going to do that?
Quietly. Take off your clickety-clack shoes. Okay, Kaveri? I know you wore them here, but you need to take off your loud shoes and put on your quiet slippers.
Okay, Serenda.
I need to go get one thing.
Dao, are you going to help us?
Yes. I think we should... I'm gonna close our weapons and be ready to fight because,
There might be guards on the inside, right?
No, but somebody might, want to fight us and maybe kill us.
Mm-hmm. So you think we should be prepared by
Yeah, we should
weapons.
Be prepared and I'll get my melee out, you'll get your gun out, and you'll get your lightsaber out.
Okay.
Also, maybe we might want to not talk as loud.
Okay.
So, I need everybody to take a look on their character sheets, and you're going to look for your stealth.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to tell me, John, what type of dice do you get for your stealth check?
Two green.
Okay, hold on. I need you to roll that.
Okay.
Hmm.
two success hits.
And two negative hits. Okay. All right. Hazel, you're going to, how many dice do you have for your stealth check?
I need three green and one yellow.
Oh, here, I'll give you. You're really stealthy. And she needs that red one, too. Aha, okay. All right. And now, Mama, what's your stealth check?
Two green.
Okay, you're going to take two of those green and the red one. Okay. All right. So, you guys are starting to sneak in, okay? While you guys are sneaking into the courtyard that kind of defines the plaza, you're darting behind the obelisks that are on the pathway leading to the dais, and you guys are being pretty stealthy, but you guys actually, when you're behind one of the obelisks, you turn the corner, and you didn't realize, but one of the mercenary guards from Malifax was standing right there, and he...
That dude is ugly.
Well, no, because he was there, and he was picking his nose.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, he turned off to the side. And you catch him with his finger shoved right up his nose. He doesn't really see you, but like you guys like stop. And while you do that, Dao says, "Ugh," because he bumped into the back of you guys. And so the guard, the mercenary, he turns with his finger stuck up his nose, and he looks at you guys. And his eyes get really big. Now, what do you think you guys should do?
I think we should tell him a joke. See if we can make friends with him.
Remember the last people?
Yeah, okay.
They weren't so nice.
I'll pull out my lightsaber.
No, because that will make noise, and I'm not going to pull out my gun. John, what if you, if you use your... melee.
What if we used our streetwise, our cunning? What if we pretended we were there for a reason? What if we said, "Oh hey, we're just here to take out the temple trash." Equifax or Maxifax, whatever his face sent. Well, we should probably get his name right. What's his name? Equifax.
No.
Maxifax?
Malifax.
I think we should use our cunning. No. I think we should try to trick him.
What we should do?
Okay.
We should be like, "We're here to deliver a package for Malifax."
Perfect. We're here to deliver a package for Malifax.
Okay. You are going to need to do your streetwise. Actually, we're not going to say streetwise. You're going to need to take a deception check. What dice combination do you need?
Two green.
Okay, you're going to need two green.
What about charm?
And the red?
Well, no, you're going to need a lot of potential negatives there.
Okay, but charm is good too.
Nope, because you're trying to trick this person. Okay. You're not all trying right. to make them your friend. You're trying to trick them. So it's a deception check.
Deception.
So go ahead and roll those dice.
Get a roll.
Okay.
That was a great roll.
Not really. So.
What's your deception like?
You only get to roll one.
Me, huh?
Yeah, because because you were the fast talker in this one.
Sorry, kids.
So he, the guy whips his finger out of his nose, wipes it on his shirt.
Ew.
And then grabs
his
blaster.
No way we want to touch that.
He grabs
his blaster.
Okay.
And he says, I don't think you're supposed to be here. So.
Oops.
Now,
okay.
We are going to go ahead and each one of you is going to roll a green dice. I need to see green dice rolls.
Ready? I got nothing.
Okay, Hazel's going to be the first in combat, then John, then you, and then me.
Okay.
Why do we have to be in combat? We didn't even try to...
He has decided he's going to fight you. He pulled his gun out.
We're not supposed to be there, and he's decided he's going to do something about
it. So you guys need to make sure that you... Well, here's the thing. You guys need to get him quiet before he yells out to anybody else who might be around. Okay? So, Hazel, you have...
Shoot him in the mouth.
You have the first...
We gotta get him quiet.
Okay. So, Hazel, you can go ahead and either you can draw your blaster and shoot at him, or you can use your brawling ability to fight him.
I would use my blaster rifle.
Okay, and how many dice do you get to roll for that?
Three of these, and I have this one.
Okay, so you're going to roll these.
Three. I'll take that yellow one. You don't need that yellow one.
Yes, I do. It says in my dice
pool. Oh, okay. I didn't see that. And so I'm going to roll some opposing dice.
That's good.
Okay. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. Absolutely. So,
as soon as he draws his gun, Calvary draws her blaster rifle. Mm-hmm. She had it at the ready. And before he can even think to start pointing it at somebody, she basically fires a laser, basically hits him right in the chest.
He's stunned.
No. He's dead as a doorknob.
He's like,
but quietly.
Yeah, it was just one shot.
Okay.
And it was so close that there was almost no sound. Okay.
I was lucky.
So he has kind of keeled over in front of you. Now, the question is now do you guys want to leave his body there? Do you want to?
Can we drag it behind one of the?
Surrender. What if we try to hide it so that
behind no these one rocks right here.
No, we shouldn't hide it. We should use the. We should one of us should put on his gear. I think I should do it because I look like almost like him, and then I can be like, "Hey, I'm taking these guys to the trash dump."
Oh, nice. What a deception. Yeah.
All right, so for this thing to start work, you're gonna steal his clothes. All
I'm
right.
gonna put on his clothes.
So
what if you're not his size?
They're about the same size. He said he just said he's just as ugly as the dude. So he's unfortunate looking. It's okay.
I'm not ugly.
So here's what we need to do. Before we can do that, we need to have John take a roll. Okay, John. You're going to look at your, John, you're going to look at your skullduggery. Skullduggery. Okay. What kind of dice do we have there?
We need two green.
Okay, so grab two green dice. You're going to roll those, and I'm going to roll some dice to see, if anybody's going to even fall for it. Okay. John, your Dow puts on the kind of the jacket.
Yeah.
It's got a big hole in it now. He grabs the gun. He kind of puts on the guy's boots because Dow doesn't wear shoes, so they don't really fit. So he kind of wobbling along. Mm. He looks like he's maybe had a little too much to drink. Maybe he's a little drunk. If he were one of these mercenaries, okay. Mm. So. Dow decides that he's going to try and trick the next mercenary that he's got the rest of the party kind of as his prisoner, okay? Mm-hmm. So
he leads them up to the dais with them in front.
With their wrists, He kind of told them to hold them behind them so that they look like they're in handcuffs.
That's smart.
Dow leads the rest of our adventurers directly up to the next mercenary that he finds, and the mercenary is very confused. He's very confused. So Dao, you're going to need to now take a deception test, okay? Because mm-hmm. you figured out that you can put his clothes on, but you're going to need to take a deception test, okay?
I need two green.
Okay. You've got the two green.
Yep.
Okay. So, the guy, the mercenary that you've come up to, he's confused enough that he lets you get really close. But then he kind of realizes, like, as you're getting closer, he's like, "Hey, something's not right here. What is this? Where is Grildar? What? Who are you? Why do you have these prisoners?"
Ooh.
And before you guys can get too much closer, he yells, "Stop! Stop! Stop!" And he pulls his gun out. Okay. So he's really got you guys kind of. He's very confused by what's going on because you're not what he expected, but he's not quite ready to shoot you yet.
He has an inkling something's wrong.
Yeah.
We gotta step up our game, don't we?
What if What if we What if we try to use the Jedi move by, like, making them, like, you will let me pass, and then they let you pass.
Okay. All right. Take a look at your Force abilities.
Force.
So, but they're going to be on the, not on, on this. Oh. They're going to be on the right-hand side.
My Force rating is 1.
What abilities do you have underneath that, though?
I can sense all living things within short range,
mm-hmm.
and I can sense current emotional state of one engaged being.
Okay.
Oh, wait, my Force power is a 7. What's your Force power? Oh, no. 7.
No, Force rating.
What am I seeing?
You're looking
at
this.
I can enhance my Force to enhance my physical abilities.
So I can sense the Force interacting with the world around me. Force.
You can sense the world around you, and you can move small objects slowly with the Force. So here's the thing.
Does it have a small brain? Can you move a small brain?
So here's the thing.
You guys aren't that
skilled in the mm-hmm. in the Force yet. Mm-hmm. So, what do you want to do?
I wish we could boost our powers. That would be cool.
Well, maybe at the end of this adventure, you can go and spend some time with some holocrons and learn some things.
How do we know the holocrons are good?
Well, that's why we need to rescue Hethan Roman, because he's the guy who can tell us what's going on with them.
Yep, because he is, he studies technology.
And he studies the Jedi. Scientist. Yeah.
And he studies Jedi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Since we know we can't use the Force.
I could try to charm him.
So, what... If you look at your charm thing over here,
I have 1 yellow and 2 green.
I know, not at your dice pool, but what's your rank?
1.
Okay, what's your rank, John?
1.
Okay. We're all very charming.
So I'm 0.
So John and I are very charming. This is true in real life as
well. I think John should try to charm since you're a prisoner.
Since he's the guard. Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm getting very confused and very annoyed. I'm going to have to go talk to Malifax now.
Oh, sure.
This is not standard procedure.
Sure.
Let's go do that. When we get there, he'll be very happy that you took time out of his busy schedule to bother him with these two prisoners. Let's do it. Sure.
You guys are really starting to annoy me. I'm very concerned that we're going to, stop. Don't move anywhere. You stay right here. I'm gonna go and get Malifax.
Okay, we'll stay right here.
He turns his back to you.
Run!
No, and I shoot him.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, shoot him. All right,
so you need to, at the bottom of your, yep.
Yeah.
And since he turned his back to you, he really doesn't get to roll a dice because he's kind of like...
He's clueless.
But you're going to have to take two of these. Okay.
Technology.
Nope.
What is this? What do they mean?
Well, since you just shot a guy in the back, that's kind of like not an honorable thing to do. So... You kind of drifted a little bit to the dark side,
okay.
But that's okay.
Can recover.
That's okay.
Can recover.
Exactly. he wasn't a good guy, but you know, you gotta not shoot people in the back. And...
Next time Billy turns his back right as you're about to shoot, be like, "Hey."
Hi.
Okay, so we've made it across the courtyard. We're at the antechamber.
Oh boy.
Peering within, you see the small antechamber that opens into side chambers to the left and to the right. And it widens into a large assembly hall deeper in, lit by brilliant shafts of sunlight from above. Roman lies against a pillar in the assembly hall. A horned Adzos mercenary stands over him with a blaster. You can hear shouting and screaming from a chamber to the right. "Nothing?" the voice cries. "The archive is empty? Just a bunch of useless scrolls and tablets? Where is the holocron?" A red-skinned figure with two sharp horns on his forehead, a Diveronian, strides around and points a wicked serrated sword at Roman. This is Malifax. "Tell me, or I'll skin you alive." Then the Deveronian turns and stalks back into the archive from which you hear more screams and crashing. He seems unhinged, and waves of anger, fear, and hatred boil off of him, permeating the temple. No one seems to have noticed you yet. What do you do?
Should we put Malifax on the board?
Nope.
Well... My thought is, it's just him, right?
No, it's also the guard who is guarding.
Oh, it's the guard and Malifax?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
guess what? I'm the only one who has used weapons.
First, I want to help Hazel, and I want to make Hazel better on the good side.
Okay, no, we don't need to do that.
Really?
We don't need to do that. Okay.
There is no one in Hazel.
I am rank 2 with lightsaber, and I think it's time to pull out my lightsaber. And I think I should head towards Equifax. And I think
it's not Equifax, it's Malifax.
Should I use my melee because you deal 5 damage on one hit plus 1 damage per success symbol.
Yeah. Rolled. I think you should go for the guard who's guarding what's our friend's name? Heffen
Roman.
Roman. There's always an extra letter that doesn't feel like it fits. Like Darth Vader, like it should be Dark Vader, but it's Darth. That doesn't make Heffen Roman. Okay, so Heffen Roman. HR. We're going to go see HR. And I think I should head towards Equifax. And Hazel?
Malifax!
I think you should head towards the guard. And Hazel, what's your fighting ability?
Blaster rifle. And
what's your damage?
It's 9.
Ooh, Ooh, I think you should actually head for...
No,
I think you should head for Malifax with me. You and I should take on Malifax. Because I think he's going to be a lot harder to get to. John's going to take care of the guard, hopefully.
Okay.
I think this is what we should do. So John heads towards the guard. Hazel and I head towards...
We have, like, what if John creates a diversion so the guard looks away and he talks and they talk. And, like, then when we go to Malifax Junch, like, he fights. And then we try to defeat Malifax.
Here's the thing. The guard has already got his gun pointed at Heffin. He's going to squeeze the trigger as soon as he sees somebody.
We got to act quickly.
Okay.
But, Mama,
Should we send me towards Heffin? So you and John take on Epifax, and I'll take on take on the guard? Because I've got 6. With my lightsaber, I can take on the guard. And no, I can also use my force.
No, one thing I can do, if the guard shoots the trigger at our friend, don't you think I could use some Stimpaks on a friend?
No. The Stimpaks are when you get, like, beat up.
You're very nice.
This is kind of a bullet. It would probably...
I think really we need to take... So I have the most medium of all of our... It sounds like we need to put as much force towards the guard as we do towards Equifax. Because Equifax has all of our data. And he's going to be strong. And we're going to need to take care of him. But we need to get that guard away first. So what if we turns out.
We defeat the guard. Get Heffin.
Roman.
Heffin Roman.
HR. Just call me.
And then we go defeat Malifax all together.
Is Malifax, like, in the room with us?
He's in a room off to the side.
Let's take care of the guard first.
Get Heffin,
because HR might be able to help us with our Equifax issue.
Okay, are you guys going to
Malifax.
Kind of run up and screaming like, we're attacking you?
Oh no, we're gonna try to do it all quiet.
Okay, all right. So everybody needs to look at their stealth, and you need to take a stealth check.
I got 2 greens. Just roll the 2 greens?
Roll the
3
2 greens.
Greens
and the yellow, or just the 2 greens?
Just the 2 greens.
Okay. 2 greens.
Right.
I gotta get 2 greens.
Hand one to Hazel.
Oh, I got a yellow.
You don't get a yellow when you went on your roll. You just get 2 greens.
I need a yellow.
I know you do. Okay.
Bam! All right. I got these 2.
Quiet.
Okay.
I'm very quiet.
You guys are mostly quiet, but this guy's kind of nervous because his boss, Malifax, not Equifax, is in the next room, and he is really not happy. And Malifax, in the past, has gone and when somebody doesn't do their job right, sometimes he just comes out and starts, like, stabbing people with this sword that he's got.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. And so he's really, really, he's looking around nervously. And while you guys are really, really stealthy, like, if he weren't so worried about his boss coming out and stabbing him, he probably wouldn't have seen you. But he's really, really not, like, not doing great. So I need everybody to take 1 green dice, and we're going to roll that 1 green dice.
I got...
Just set it down on the table. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. Mama's going to go, then I'm going to go, then John's going to go, and then Hazel's going to go. This is the order for combat.
What are we doing? Okay, and what's my combat? I'm doing my lightsaber.
You're using your lightsaber.
2 yellow and 1 green.
Okay. All right, and then this guy, he doesn't have anything. Well, he's got a gun, he's got a knife, he's really nervous about his boss, so...
I deal 6 damage on a hit, plus 1 damage per success symbol.
Let's see, so he's going to... Alright. So he's got he's pretty well equipped to kind of take you on. He's got a staff or some type of kind of club.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is the henchman. This is the mercenary.
Mm-hmm.
He manages to deflect your first lightsaber hit.
Mm.
Now he's going to get a chance to kind of hit back. He's got this knife that he manages to get a swipe at you. It's not a big cut, but he manages to cut you probably on one of your arms. You kind of knock it away. And then John, what do you have for your fighting? You got three greens.
Three greens for my melee.
Okay.
Big money.
Okay, so we're gonna see how the alright, so John, you do a pretty good job. You manage to kind of knock him back. He's knocked off his balance. Yeah, he kind of gets knocked against the wall, but you haven't defeated him yet. This guy's kind of tough. He's pretty out there. So he's taking a little bit of damage, but he's also got a kind of a thick jacket on, so it's not hitting him too hard. Hazel, let's go ahead and have you roll your dice for your attack.
You do two green. What do you do for yours? Three green and a yellow.
Yeah, that's a lot of dice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Oh, woo! Pow, pow, pow.
Okay.
What do you got here? You got a 1, 2, 3. If you got a critical hit, right?
You got a critical hit.
She got three of those. She got a critical injury.
So you managed to shoot the gun that he had out of his hand.
It's five.
No, you did this. It's three. This one, Hazel, goes with this one.
You managed to shoot the gun out of his hand, okay? So now he's just got this knife that he's been holding that he scratched up your friend Surrender with.
But I have a question.
Yes.
Was my gun blast loud?
Yes, it was definitely loud.
Oh,
yes. Because you're in this giant kind of room.
That echoes.
Yeah, exactly. So you managed to shoot the gun out of his hand, but the echo actually is causing, like, because it's an old temple, so there's some rocks that are...
I don't know that one.
The echo doesn't know.
So there are some rocks that are starting to break loose, and they're gonna fall from the ceiling, and it's starting to get noisy because things are falling down. So the guy that you're fighting against, he jumps kind of off the wall and has decided that he's gonna attack. He's gonna attack Dao, the guy who kind of knocked him back. Okay. You're the closest to him, so
I get close to him back.
Dao, I'm gonna need you to roll your melee.
My melee dice?
Yeah. So is it three greens?
Three green.
Okay. Oh, okay. So so the guy kind of charges at you, and you use your staff, and you kind of like twirl it and like trip him and hit him in the head at the same time and knock him to the ground. Yeah. So you manage to knock him to the ground. He's kind of badly beat up. He's definitely hoping his boss doesn't walk in when he's on the ground. But it turns out as you kind of knock this guy to the ground, Malfax walks in and sees the fight that's going on. Okay. And he clearly is not going to be a happy guy, so he's now going to join our combat. Okay. Now, Malifax is a pretty strong dude. Okay. So he gets the opportunity to jump right into the combat. Okay. He's going to take... He pulls a blaster out of his belt. And he shoots at you. Okay? I need you to take a coordination check. Okay?
Roll three.
Check yours. Okay. So, he manages to hit you, but it's just kind of like over your shoulder a little. So it's not anything serious, but...
You're going to need a massage later.
Now, when you shoot your gun, you're only going to be able to use three green dice.
Ooh.
Okay? He's taking away the yellow dice. And immediately after he shoots, he kind of does a crack shot, which manages to hit you just like that. He has this giant sword in his other hand, and he jumps at Surrenda with his sword. Okay? So, Surrenda, you're going to need to come sit down.
Yeah, I'm coming to sit down. Just making sure that my troops have some food, you know, because they're going to need their energy. Okay, so he jumps at me. Mm-hmm. What do I need to do?
You're going to need to check your lightsaber roll.
Mm-hmm. Two yellow and one green.
Okay.
Kablooey!
Okay.
Sorry.
So you guys are now locked in combat, okay? He has got his sword, and he's managing to push you back because he's just kind of he's that strong of a guy, okay? So he is now pushing you back, but now the guard who was on the floor is getting up.
Uh-oh.
Now it's Dao's turn. What are you going to do, Dao?
One thing. Mm-hmm. What are the yellow dice for? Are they like extra good?
Yeah, those are extra good dice.
Ah. I am going to... How many wounds was that on Hazel?
Hazel got... let's see, she's got...
John, I'm literally fine. I don't need a stun back.
Yeah, she's got like...
It's just like, it brushed my shoulder.
She's got 10 wounds, but it was just so that she can't really shoot. She's got 10 wounds and 10 strain.
So she's okay.
Yeah, so she's okay. I wouldn't worry about that too much. So you need to decide if you're going to attack the guard or what you're going to do.
I'm going to... Let's see.
I think you need to attack him, John.
There might be something else.
Are you going to use your discipline? Make him fold the laundry? Attack your dude? Be aggressive.
Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be like, Malifax, do the laundry!
He'll be like, I give up!
I'll give him 5 credits and make him do the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are we doing?
I am going to fight him.
Okay.
With my...
With your staff?
Yeah, with my staff.
Okay.
And a 3 green.
So roll your dice.
Wow.
Ah.
3 success hits and...
Okay.
In actually 3 critical hits and 2 success.
Okay, so you basically the mercenary gets up. You again twirl your staff and hit him in the head. And this time, you connect really well. You like hit him like right in the jaw. He like kind of flies to the side, and he hits the wall, and he is out. Like. He's
whoa,
like done.
He fell asleep.
Yeah, I mean you really clobbered him good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
So now you've got Malifax, okay? And since Malifax is such an aggressive guy, he's gonna actually take his next attack against Surrenda. Okay.
Rude.
Well, he's a really bad dude. So he's going to attack. And Serenity, you're going to need to roll your lightsaber check again.
Fail. Okay. Kaboom.
Okay.
The opposite of that. So I have a critical hit. 1, 2. All I need is this. Critical injury.
Mm-hmm.
I deal 6 damage on a hit plus 1 damage per success.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, Malifax kind of swings his Sith sword and,
Is it like the dark sword?
No. It's actually like a, it's not like an energy sword. It's like a regular sword. But it is impervious to lightsabers.
Mm.
That's why it's a Sith sword.
Like the dark sword.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. So he swings it. He kind of misses, mm-hmm. and then with a flick of Serenda's wrist, she hits him, and she basically like takes a big chunk out of his arm.
Sorry.
He's really not happy. You hear him scream out.
I tell him, hey, Equifax, say my name. Serenda. But he doesn't do it. Not yet.
Does Serenda want to surrender?
Are you going to penalize me for puns?
I'm going to need you to take a charm
name,
test.
Say my name.
Charm test.
Okay, I'll take a charm test. Because what if I win this? Then I can actually get him to say Serenda? Okay.
I'm going to just take a charm test.
Okay.
Okay. And that's going to be an opposed charm test because he's really angry.
You just decided that after you saw my roll, which is not fair at all.
And he says, that was a terrible pun. I'm going to get you for that.
Okay.
So.
Let's go.
He twirls around and...
You got to... Can I say... We should take this outside.
Let's take this outside. I'm going to get you to say my name.
He twirls around and makes an attack against Kaveri.
Don't be picking on my friends just because I have bad jokes.
So he has his blaster.
Mm.
And he...
That's good pineapple. This is really good combat pineapple we're eating.
All right, so he takes a shot. Kaveri, you're going to need to take another coordination check.
Coordination check, Kaveri. Are you Kaveri coordinated? 3 and 1 yellow. She's Kaveri coordinated.
Kaveri coordinated. Kaveri mm-hmm. coordinated.
What did you say?
Okay. So... Mm.
She's coordinated.
Very coordinated.
Dal's eating all the combat pineapple.
But,
he's stress eating. I'm like, I passed out that guy. I didn't eat lunch. I'm stress eating.
Malifax shoots. He misses. Okay? But, he hits one of the columns that is behind you. And it starts to shake the whole temple. This was clearly one of the last columns that was holding up the temple. And so what actually happens is that a big chunk of rock falls.
Mm. Okay. Oh, we can get up that way.
It falls near Heth and Romond.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I'm going to need everybody to take a cool check. Okay?
We don't need to take a cool check. We know we're already cool.
That's true. We're so cool.
Everybody needs to take a cool check.
I'm cool. Are you cool?
No, like if you're hot or cold. Yeah,
just
no,
do it.
Just
do
look
it.
At the dice pool.
Don't lose your cool. Just do it. I didn't lose my cool. Did you see what mine were?
Okay. So, Dao immediately kind of like drops his staff, runs over because he is so worried that the guy he came to see has been hit or injured by a rock that fell.
Aww.
So Dao is now
out of the combat.
Oh man, Dao.
Okay.
You go take care of HR, okay? Give him a piece of combat pineapple.
So, no, he's not in combat.
Now it is Serenda's turn to take an action.
All right. I want to use my lightsaber again on
Mr. Alifax.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Yep.
Advantage symbol and two pow pows.
Okay. So you manage to kind of keep his attention. He you know kind of lock swords with him again, but really there's absolutely nothing that happened. You're just kind of
you know, I'm going to do something. I am going to voluntarily suffer two strain to perform an extra maneuver and try to hit him again.
Oh,
but I
okay.
did that. Critical hit.
Yeah. So this was a really good hit. You basically do the Jedi like flip in the air with your lightsaber out.
No, she tries again.
And
do this. You flip like this.
Yes. Yep. And she manages to knock the Sith sword out of Malphite's hands.
Bow.
Okay.
Right.
Boom.
But. So he no longer has a Sith sword. It slides across the floor, away from him. So he.
This is a dab.
Okay.
So
slides away. Malifax
is he has his blaster still.
Okay.
Okay. But you've disarmed him with his sword. Okay.
And his sword is his strong suit.
Can he pick up his sword? What can I say? I'm very disarmed.
No, it slided away. It slid away from him. Okay.
And his stone fell on it. So
no, stone didn't fall on it. It slid away.
Grab it and use it.
I mean, it's kind of like it slid like 10 feet
okay,
away
okay.
while you're fighting.
Okay. That's not okay. All right. So Hazel.
Maybe I can get it.
You got me. You're gonna get him while I'm recovering from my extra strain.
Okay, you can't recover from your strain while you're fighting.
Well, I know. I have not exceeded
so
my threshold.
Now it is
though.
Now it is Kaveri's turn to perform an action. What do you want to do?
Kaveri, good job, okay.
I am going.
Okay, guess what?
Two. Use my blaster rifle.
Okay. All right.
Get something good. Get something good.
Yeah.
Bam.
Okay. So.
Bam, bam.
Basically, here's how it happens. Okay. So, Serenda does this cool Jedi flip thing with the lightsaber and knocking the sword out, and then all of a sudden, like Malifax turns, like he's got his blaster. He looks like he's gonna shoot. And then before he can even like really like think about squeezing the trigger, Kaveri like shoots him right in the side.
Kaveri, good job. And now I'm gonna do a charm check. I want him to say my name. Okay. All right. Ready?
Do it.
I'm gonna stand above him with my lightsaber.
You must say Serenda.
Say my name, say my name.
No.
Say my name.
As he's slowly dying, he says, I'll never surrender.
Well, he said my name. That's all I wanted.
And then he dies.
See? Aw, I wanted to say, he's dying.
Yeah, what I need you to do is I need you to take one more cool check.
One more cool check. You got to take a cool check, you know. You lost your cool earlier.
Make sure you're cool. Hey, I am cool.
Well, you lost your cool earlier.
You got a little
worried, which is okay. It just shows that you
about what?
You were worried about HR.
Yeah, that.
I know, but...
Oh, yeah, you're
okay, so so you rushed over to Heth and Romand and saw that he didn't get really hit by a rock. There were just a couple... It was just covered in, like, in rock dust and stuff. And so you actually, while they were finishing fighting Malifax, you untied him. It gave him a stim pack because he was kind of beat up.
Yeah, thank you.
So you took care of him, and he said, you know, here's what he said. He said, "My friends, I was worried that my message would not reach you. I only had moments when Malifax took me. I've never been happier to see you in all my life."
That's nice.
And he slowly struggles to get to his feet, clearly still feeling the effects of the ordeal, but he's smiling. "And I'm so glad that this has brought you all together. I think this could be a grand opportunity for you to learn from each other and from this temple. I believe it has secrets yet to uncover."